Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'm really excited to talk to you all about what to do if you wake up with funky feelings or inner funk. So this is a really interesting topic, and I actually did a YouTube video on this a couple of weeks ago, and you guys loved it so much that I thought I would extend the conversation to over here, over on my podcast, to talk about why we wake up feeling funky, what we can do to combat that, and a real positive practice that you can do regularly to, you know, wake up feeling more positive consistently. So these topics have been quite prominent for me. I recently did a blog post as well of, you know, how to feel positive every day. So these really nicely tie in with one another of how you can cultivate a good daily practice to help shift funky feelings if you do wake up in a funk, why we feel these funky feelings, and just a really good way to combat it when it happens. Because sometimes there's different contributing factors of why we feel funky. So you've got to determine of why you feel funky first to be able to move through that. It may surprise you to know, it may not, that I absolutely do have funky mornings too. We all do as humans. Nobody is exempt, no matter how much healing they do or how much gratitude they do. Every single human being can wake up in a funk sometimes, whether it's me when it's dark and cold outside and I'm like, I just want to stay in bed and do nothing all day, and I've got coaching calls, I've got YouTube videos to film, no matter what it is. So I'm definitely someone who intuitively listens to my body and intuitively listens to what I want to do. So if I am really, really not feeling those YouTube videos that day, I will try and move it to a place where in my week where it feels good to. Equally with podcasts, and I've had it with blog posts before as well. If something's happened in the day that's really knocked me off track, I will move whatever I need to do if it feels right to, because, you know, I definitely always listen to my body and my mind. And equally, if I do that content and don't feel good, is that really going to be my best work? Is that really going to serve you guys? So I really would say to you, you know, if you are self-employed or anything like that, obviously, I guess this can apply to people who are employed as well. I mean, I don't know if your boss would be quite happy of like, sorry, boss, not coming in today. Sorry, boss, I'm not going to do that file for you today. I'm just not feeling it. So maybe a bit more easier when you're self-employed. But, you know, if you can, you know, move stuff in your employment as well, always listen to your body, because the right time will come when that podcast, when that video, when that tax return, when that file is meant to be done for the highest good. So the reason why we can wake up in a funky mood is for two very good reasons. One, I used to find massively before I was really solid with my morning routine, was I would go to bed, or if I was like really busy, really hectic, you know what it's like when life happens, you just forget to do stuff. So I would like go to bed with the stress of that day. I would really let stress like get on top of me, so that I was going to bed either stressed, like annoyed, etc., etc. So I would instantly wake up in that mood. So really, you have to like look at what what is my mood when I go to sleep? Like, look, you know, ask yourself that question. Check in with yourself here. Overall, on a base, like on a regular basis, do you go to bed feeling calm, relaxed, at ease, and grateful? Or do you go to bed carrying the stress and the burdens and negativity of the day? Because this is where we go wrong. This is the first step in the kind of downfall of waking up in a funk. So look at that and shift it. So my number one tip for this is what I love doing of an evening is a small gratitude practice. So it doesn't need to be anything lengthy, doesn't even need to be written down. All that you need to do is simply before you go to bed, simply just recall in your head, maybe it's as you get into bed, you know, pop your head on the pillow, just recall all the happy moments, all the positive things, and all the little wins of today. So I just sort of go through my day and I'm like, you know, thank you universe for a really good day. Thank you for the orders that I had. Thank you for the lovely life coaching sessions that I had. Thank you for the lovely compliments I received from someone or whatever it may be. Go through all the little wins of the day, all the happy moments, and just give thanks for them. Because this will instantly shift you from a state of lack, from a state of what a shit day, to no, I can take the positives from this. So you go to bed and go to sleep in a happy, relaxed, grateful state. So automatically, when you wake up, you're going to be in that happy, calm, grateful state too. So that's definitely one way you can combat that if you are constantly finding yourself waking up in funky moods or not feeling as sparkly and happy as usual, is to really look at what you're doing in those moments before you go to sleep. Because when you go to sleep and the mood you go in is how you will wake up. So really focus on that and look at that first of all. But secondly, the reason why we can wake up in funky moods, I've definitely found, is because I have such a solid gratitude spiritual practice now, I very rarely do feel funky, or if I do, not for very long. And ultimately, we're human, we are cyclic beings, we go in and out of our yin and yang, lightness, dark, summer, winter, etc. So you are, like, we can never ever be in that high, we can never ever stay in that high vibration all of the time. It is not how we are designed, it's not what's meant to happen, and we sometimes have to go through those retreating healing moments where we have those downloads, where we have those realizations, where we have to create shifts and heal to be able to have those high, happy, high vibe moments. So it's not sustainable to constantly expect to be in a positive, really high vibe vibe where you're like, oh my god, life is amazing 100% of the time, because realistically, annoyances will happen, things will happen to kind of, you know, jolt us off our happy path throughout the day or throughout the week. And it's really about just bringing yourself back into that neutral place where you can feel consistent with your vibration. So there's also collective energy at play here. Collective energy is definitely the one that gets me, because I know that each day without fail, I work on myself to be in the best place possible. You know, I may not always be in a great place, but I'm in the best place possible where I know how to deal with my emotions effectively. So they don't linger. They, you know, I may feel bad for a couple of hours. I may be processing, like processing emotions is really important. So yes, there may be those, but I always work through it. And, you know, work up that emotional scale so I know that it's something I'm working through and it's passing through me. Whereas when you have those really stuck energies, and like, and this is the best way to know whether something is collective energy, is one, obviously look what's happening. Is it Mercury retrograde? Are one of the bloody planets in retrograde? Is it a full moon? Is it a new moon? Like, you know, look at what's happening cosmically with the planets, first of all. But equally, does it feel yours? That's what I always say to myself. Do these thoughts, does this energy feel like my own? Because sometimes I'll just have like real negative thoughts and I'm like, whoa, where's this come from? And I'll either think, okay, this is my ego, I'm just going to check in with my ego and work through this. Or I'm like, actually, this feels beyond me. This is just collective. So me and my friends always communicate. So definitely if you've got any spiritual sisters, be like, hey, is anyone else feeling funky today? Is anyone else feeling like negative for no ass reason? And then obviously look at what's happening cosmically. Is there something happening? There's obviously great astrologists on Instagram and, you know, obviously great other platforms as well that give this information, like Danielle Page, Yasmin Boland. They're really great people to follow to see what is happening in the cosmos as such. What's happening, like, you know, in your chart? Obviously you need a very in-depth reading with one of them to see what's in your chart, but a lot of the time, all of us are affected in different ways, but collectively we are affected. So things like headaches can definitely be a collective energy. Not always, but you know, most of the time, like I'm not really someone who's prone to headaches. So if I get a headache, I know there's a planet going crazy somewhere because I'm like, this is not normal. So really, you know, tune in and say, is this normal for me? You know, if it's a headache, if you're feeling lethargic, tired, non-productive, if like technicalities, you know, things go wrong. Obviously we're in Mercury retrograde right now, so like if loads of technology is going wrong, if you're being forced to slow down, this is Mercury retrograde. So really you can kind of look at these things and say, okay, is this me? Is this something which I really need to like work on, or is this collectively? Like obviously if you are feeling things collectively, these things are still brought up for us to address within ourselves. It's not a case of saying it's collective, it's not mine, I'm just gonna wing it and ignore this. No, you still need to address this. You still need to say, okay, Mercury retrograde is causing havoc. What is it trying to highlight in my life? Now, I've had a real peaceful Mercury retrograde this time. Like, me and Mercury are like best buds right now, so I'm super grateful for that. But you know, a lot of the time there is a lot of negative connotations around Mercury retrograde, and there is really no need to fear this. It is all positive, I promise you. So, you know, you really want to worry about eclipses. That's what Danielle Page says. And having gone through a few eclipse seasons now as, you know, a spiritually awakened person, like, fuck me, yeah, eclipses, that's what you want to worry about, not retrogrades. So all these things happen, and you think about it, we've gone through all of our lives, like, completely unaware until the moment we awakened, and obviously, you know, tuned into astrology, tuned into all of this. So we've gone through all of these in our lives and we've survived. It's all good. So, you know, now we're conscious, people seem to like worry about it more. And it's like, if you're going to worry about it, you're going to attract that. So don't worry about it. So my main point of this is to say, look at what's going on collectively. Are these emotions yours? Do they feel like yours? And a lot of the time they'll just pass through. A lot of the time with thoughts, if I'm like, yeah, that's definitely not mine, it will just pass through after a day. Like, you know, I go out, have a little walk, move the energy through me, and it's all good. But other times it will be shining that upon me to address as well. So it's really about just like, it's so unique, this. Like, you've really just got to check in with yourself and say, what do I need to do? Does this feel like my own? Do I really feel I need to like work on that? Is that something which is triggering me? And really just like intuitively work with it. So a lot of the time when you wake up in a funk, especially for me who can pinpoint it, it is sometimes collective. So it's not that you've done anything wrong. It's not that, like, you know, you haven't done enough spiritual practices. You know, if you were doing your spiritual practices, a start, like that's a really good first step. If you're not, then this could be why. So it's really about taking accountability here for your input and what you're putting into your spiritual practices and saying, could I do more? Can I positively do more? Or do I feel that I'm positively at a good place? And actually these funks that I'm waking up in are more collective than they are, I'm just avoiding shit. So yeah, definitely intuitively vibe into that, but some really good ways to obviously combat both. So I'm going to do ones for obviously if you need to have a spiritual practice and you're feeling funky before you go to bed, therefore you're waking up funky. If you can hold yourself accountable to this, I'll give you some steps for that and some really good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
practices and equally things to do collectively. Now, some of them will tie into each other nicely, but dealing with collective energy, it is an odd one because it's like it's not actually yours anyway. It's quite, you know, everybody's experiencing it. So it can be quite hard to shift it sometimes because it's just there. It's just there and it will pass. So some really good things to do if you want to positively help yourself, you know, feel positive more often than you feel funky. Like I said, doing the gratitude in the evening is really important because then you will wake up feeling refreshed, positive, and grateful the next day. So this is where your morning routine is going to come in use. So if you wake up and you're like, sod today, like I am not feeling this, shift yourself into gratitude. Get up, grab a notebook and write down some gratitude. Now, if you watch my work or you're a loyal follower, I love you and you will know how much I preach gratitude. Like if you were to do anything from anything I ever suggest to you, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So this does not need to be a big lengthy process, absolutely not. Just grab a notebook and I do really feel there's a lot of positive energy behind actually writing something out. So instead of verbally doing it mentally in your mind or even on your phone, I really would suggest doing it in a notebook. Just try it. And if you feel no different, you feel no different. But try it in a notebook. Write it physically out, handwritten. So all it needs to be is 3 to 5 points. It doesn't need to be anything big and lengthy. And you could structure your sentences like, I am so grateful for, and then whatever you're grateful for, and then because, and write your why. Now, a lot of the time, people will just sort of say, right, grateful for a house, friends, job, done. And it's like, well, actually, how much thought is behind that? How much energy is behind that to cultivate that practice? The practice here is not to get an A star for writing 10 points. Like, well done, you've written 10 points, A star. What the universe wants is that good vibration, that good feeling behind your gratitude practice. So if you really invest good amounts of energy into your gratitude and it's authentic, you could do that in 3 points. You could feel better writing 3 points than you could write in those 10 points. So really, this is not about getting an A star for productivity. This is about the feeling and the vibration behind the practice. So definitely, you know, dig deep. If you find you're writing very similar things, dig deep. Health. Look at your health. Your heart is beating without you even thinking about it. Like, oh my God, you're listening to this podcast right now. Be grateful for the internet. Be grateful for your phone. Be grateful, you know, for the fact that you're able to listen to this podcast right now. There are so many things which we totally overlook, and even I do. And it's such a good practice to really remember how blessed we are. So think about the food that is in your cupboard right now, the easy access you have to clean, healthy food. Think about the money that you earn, not just, oh yeah, got a job, grateful. Actually, what does your money buy? Well, it pays for your rent, for your mortgage, for your house that you live in. It pays for your car to fuel your car so you can go to work to earn this money and have freedom to go out and socialize. You know, think of all the clothes that you buy, the clothes you put on your body, the bills that you pay for, the heating, the clean water, the clean hot water you have access to. You don't have to walk 20 miles a day to get that. Like, you know, other people in other countries, you have this accessible to you instantly. That is a blessing. You are blessed. Think of your health. Think of everything. Think of the fact your ears can listen to this podcast right now and you're not hard of hearing. Think about your eyes, that you have clear vision. Think of all the people who may be blind or have, you know, are hard of seeing. You know, you have that blessed vision. So there are so many things to be grateful for. And if you're struggling to write 3 or 5, dig deeper, queen. There is hundreds, thousands of things you could give gratitude for. So if you're waking up, I mean, definitely do gratitude like every single day. I'm just saying do it every day anyway. But if you are waking up feeling funky, turn to your gratitude instantly. Before you pick up your phone, before you go and do anything, pick up your gratitude journal and write reasons why you're grateful, because this instantly switches you from a place of lack, from a place of negativity, into a place of calm, happy, grateful vibes again. So how you set up your morning is how your day is going to be. So even if you do wake up in a funk or that collective energy is there, you have the power to shift that. You have the power and you can take that inspired action to create a better outcome. Like, you don't have to go through that day feeling funky or negative, you have the power to shift that. So this is what these tasks and, you know, tips are going to do, is to give you that inspired action to make that shift and to turn it into a positive day and to turn those negative feelings or funky feelings into a positive vibration. So gratitude all the freaking way. And secondly, I would say move your body. Now, you could just put on some music as you're getting ready for work, or if you've got a day off, you could go for a long walk. Walks definitely still work for shifting energy, absolutely. But if you have stagnant energy in you, it has to move through you. And if you were sat on your ass, it is not going to move through you. So if you're going to work that day, walk. If you're going to work, run quickly. Dance as you're getting ready for work. You know, find an activity which is manageable and doable in your time frame, but also is going to shake that energy through you. So even, you know, a 3 minute song, putting that on and having a good boogie, you could shift that in those 3 minutes instead of carrying that vibration the whole day. So it doesn't have to be a long drawn out exercise, but if you are someone who likes to go for walks, runs, etc. in the morning anyway, this is really good. And equally, if you're self-employed, you know, you've got a bit, you might have a bit more flexibility in your time, so you could do this throughout the day. But definitely move your body. That is so important. And also, like, protecting your vibes as well, your energy is really important, because we can pick up energy from, like, anywhere. And, you know, as empathic beings, it's, you know, it happens, it definitely happens. So make sure you're protecting your energy as well by either calling in Archangel Michael and surrounding you with white protective light. See it like a big egg, a dome, you know, an indestructible white bubble that feels like literally covers you in its entirety, and you are surrounded by that white light. That really helps. Aura sprays really help as well. So I always do this. If I'm feeling a bit funky, I'll do my protection. I'll spray a bit of aura spray just to cleanse my vibes. You know, it can never hurt to cleanse your vibes. So definitely just taking that precaution as well. It just helps. You're only going to have positive vibes, so it's all good. And definitely speaking positively helps as well. You know, a lot of the time when you wake up in a funk, you can be like, ugh, just not today, universe. Or you can start speaking negatively. You know, it's so easy to go downstairs and, like, be to your loved ones like, I'm not feeling today. Today is not my day. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to say these things. And this is all creating your reality. So watch your words, watch what you're saying, and be like, no, I am going to turn today into a good day. Today is a positive day for me. So whether it's affirmations, you know, you're just speaking positively in general, or even visualization, you could even visualize the energy leaving you and you feeling happy and vibrant and positive. Just little things like this can definitely, definitely help, because it's little manifestation techniques in themselves. So really, this is a great thing to do to be able to positively impact your day as well. And I think, you know, it's definitely important to witness here that sometimes we have to process emotions. So if you are feeling triggered by something, if, you know, you're feeling funky for a very specific reason, if you're feeling like you can't really pinpoint your funkiness, that can be collective. And equally, you know, that can just be, like we said, working on the gratitude, shifting some energy through you with dance or movement, etc. But if you can, like, pinpoint that trigger, sometimes the best thing to do is allow that energy to flow through you. So this is why we suggested movement. I'd also say try some EFT as well, which is emotional freedom technique. So good old Papa Yates over on YouTube, Mr. Brad Yates, he is incredible. He has thousands of videos. And if you've never tried EFT before, don't judge, just try it. I say don't judge just because it's a little bit weird. You tap your meridian points with your hands, so you just tap in your face and people are like, what is this? But trust it, I trained in EFT recently because I love it that much and it has transformed my life so much. So even things like doing EFT, if you're feeling funky, Brad actually has videos to shift feeling funky. So how this works, just a real rundown of how EFT actually works, is all over our body, we have meridian points. Now, this is really basic knowledge that I used to think it was really spiritual, but it's actually not. So all over our body, we have meridian points, and these store energy. Now, we know that everything is energy, like it's even proven by quantum physics. Hurrah. So everything is energy. And sometimes things become stagnant. We know it when we sit around or don't make decisions, stagnant energy can subside within us. So this is where our meridian points get blocked. So doing EFT shifts energy. It shifts energy through you. So even doing that video for feeling funky, or if you can actually pinpoint that emotion even deeper, doing a video to shift that is going to help lift your mood. It's going to help that energy move through you again. So even if you can't get out and do that walk, or you can't get out and do that dance movement or whatever, do some EFT. That's movement in itself. You're still doing something positive to move that energy through you. So yes, it's about being gentle and sometimes realizing it will move through us when it's ready to, but it's also about actually addressing it. So a lot of the time people avoid the emotions and avoid it. So that's why it does linger. Whereas when you process, you accept, and you take positive action in one of these practices I'm suggesting, you move it through yourself so much quicker. So EFT absolutely is my go-to when I'm feeling funky, because normally it will be that I've got some stagnant energy that just needs shifting and I'm like, oh, I feel so much better afterwards. So definitely try EFT as well. But overall, my main message of this is you choose how your day goes. You choose what you create and you choose whether you have a good or bad day. Now, that's not to say that, you know, if you choose to have a great day that bad things won't happen, or maybe annoyances or negativities or delays. Yes, that's all part of the human cycle. These things can happen to us. But when you choose to look at things differently, and when you choose to see things positively instead of, ugh, not again, or ugh, this as well, those annoyances aren't annoyances anymore. You see it as an opportunity for something else. Okay, what's this showing me? What can I do? What is this delay proving to me? Like, where can I shine that light? So really, like, looking at things positively can instantly shift your day. So look at this. Is it collective energy? Is it your stuff? Could you do better with your daily practices, like I've suggested, which could help you be set up for a better day by, you know, setting up your evening practice, etc. And just try it, have fun with this. But I hope this podcast has really helped you. And as always, you can join in the conversation over on my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and what you do to help shift your funky feelings in the morning as well, if you have any. But yeah, try all of this out. Let me know how it goes. I'd be really interested to hear. But these are all the things that I use and they really, really help me, whether it's collective or personal energy. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. If you want to know anything more about myself, what I do, or my coaching, you can find it all over on my website, including my videos at emmamumford.co.uk. So I hope you have a great week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.